I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
800-400-3697 is the number where you can send us your whatever. Well, we're happy to hear from you. We love to know you're listening, or maybe you've got a request, or maybe you want to comment on the news of the day.
Maybe you wrote a nice haiku.
Maybe you'd like to compliment Sarah on her fantastic voices. Sometimes captures the person so well. You truly feel like you're talking to...
You are. I'm channeling them, Vinny.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal? I don't think I do a Steven Seagal. He says, in all my dealings with Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Play that. That's so funny.
Anyway. There you go. Putin. See?
But you got to have it juxtaposed with the part where he's not, where he just jumps into that.
What are you trying to kill the guy? It's Friday. Are you bottle rocking now? Or are you going today?
I want to. It's going to be a long day, though. I've got
we got the Johnny Moses
party. Oh, no. You're podcasting today.
We are podcasting.
I really want to.
We decided
to
do it on a Friday so we could have some drinks.
We?
Yeah. Johnny was like, that sounds great. Can we jam afterward? Yes, we can, Johnny.
So 800-400-3697. 707. You're so silly.
Well, they say.
The lyrics include, gonna make a supersonic man in one chorus and a woman in the other chorus. It's not only about men.
Okay.
Right.
You put in woman in there, you know, you explained it to me a couple weeks ago, just so that, you know, straight men could also enjoy the song.
Inclusive.
Everyone wants to enjoy the song, but we know Freddie Mercury liked boning men.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
Sure.
And
but
then
he wanted
we find
women to
out
be supersonic, too.
He didn't just like it.
Oh, he loved it.
He wrote a song about how much he loved it.
Lerve.
So it's really a song about men, and I feel honored to hear. When I hear it, I just think, God, if only he could have done me.
Oh, he could have made a supersonic man out of you, Vin.
It would have been so cool to be with someone who liked it that much.
You're shooting across the sky like Lady Godiva.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know why that's so funny.
The sound of people chewing actually hurts my body. I have walked out of movie theaters before because of the sound of popcorn in my ear.
Just
and
stick
someone
with theaters.
Gulping a soda loudly.
Some people
I will
are
say
really
it is sort of a
it.
Crippling problem. Try eating around a bunch of children with their mouths open.
Reminds me of Ricky Gervais. He's like, if someone sniffs, he can't be around them.
Oh. Like, You're the same way about your husband.
Well, if it goes on, that's one thing. But if he's like, he was telling a story about how he was at a restaurant with his wife and they're sitting there and the waiter comes up and tells him the specials, like, you know, and then we have a nice halibut and a delicious béarnaise sauce. He goes... He just like crumpled in and his wife goes, oh, it's going to be one of those nights. Oh, great. This should be fun. Well, I did until I heard him sniffing.
We have you guys playing all morning while the fam is getting ready for the day. And our youngest gets so hyped when the Baby Shark remix comes on.
Oh, yay. Now we're going to get to hear it again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I love that.
I wonder if this beat was $30.
Very exciting.
Sarah, loving our mini Winnie, we hate that crazy heartless RV driver.
Yeah, awful. A mini Winnie? How big is a mini Winnie?
You haven't seen those on the road?
don't know.
It's one of the brand names of RVs.
Hmm. Well, I for sure Winnebago. I'm familiar with the shape, but I'm like, how big is the Mini Winnie? Oh. Can I go for Mini
Take
Winnie?
A look at them, yeah. It's probably exactly what you want.
Well, I want a diesel, so.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty regular looking. I like the...
It's more of a truck that has a camper on it.
That's the one that you'll get with the diesel, though. That's what my buddy has.
I like the Jayco Melbourne. That's mine. That's the one I'm going to get.
All right.
The L, I believe.
They always plead guilty in order to try and get a deal with the DA in order to keep the DA from a long, dragged-out trial and costing the citizens money. They do it in an attempt to strike a deal with a shorter sentence.
Who's... pleading guilty to what?
That lady pleaded not guilty.
Oh, the right. RV lady?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she didn't plead guilty.
No, they always plead not guilty in order
I
to get.
Oh, I just guilty.
My food pet peeve is someone coming up and saying, ooh, that looks gross. Why are you eating that? Well, I didn't ask you to come up, so shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when the food arrives at your table and someone at the table goes, ugh, what's that? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God. What is it called? Yucking your yum. Don't yuck my yum.
I've never heard that.
It was when Miranda, the redhead from Sex and the City, was running for...
We're not quoting that, are we?
No. She was running for some
something
office.
Something in her apartment? The apartment building?
Some bagel thing that she likes eating.
Uh-huh. She was trying to... Well, in real life...
She was running for governor.
Yeah, she was running for governor.
And... as she was on the campaign trail, she ordered like, I don't know, pickles on a bagel. I don't know what the thing was, but she said, don't yuck my yum. Oh. Mm. I was like, oh, is that a thing?
After she blows her nose, my boss always says, mmm, delicious. I don't know why she does it, but it's so gross.
Oh. Why would she say that?
I don't know.
Vin, I can't go to theaters either.
You're better off with theater.
Theater
is not a thing either.
Yeah, it is. The chewing of popcorn makes me want to rip my skin off.
Just say like a girl's name, Thea. Say that.
Thea.
Now say tur.
Tur.
Now say them together.
Thea. Tur.
Now say them a little faster.
I can't.
Theater. You could even say dur. Theater.
Dur.
Theater.
Dur.
I don't want to say it ever again.
Well, don't say theater anymore.
Why?
It sounds like it's very close to the thetans.
Trying to play along here and not get texts about how there's no second R.
Theater.
God. People are so uptight.
It's like Theodore, just theater. Say Theodore. You know how to say Theodore, don't you, hun?
First time watching The Looking Glass, and Vinny's face during these Aladdin songs is hilarious. I didn't notice it.
Yeah. None of us was all that psyched about the Aladdin songs, I'll tell you right now.
I was. I loved it.
Oh, were you? You do?
Saw Aladdin last night. Will Smith had big shoes to fill, but he did a really great job. Ah. It's a toss-up, which is better.
No,
And yes, the music was wonderful, says 408.
No, he's like, please enunciate. Now I'm in a whole new world with you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. So good.
This is sucking the Friday right out of me. Get this off.
A lot of people sent in pictures of what rolled ice cream looks like, but we don't have that email system anymore that shows pictures.
Yeah, we can't get pictures.
So we just got a bunch of...
image not found.
Different letters, combinations of letters and numbers and stuff. It's not going to show us those. We will never know what rolled ice cream is because
of the internet.
We
have
to
change
our. Oh my God! I did avocado toast 3 times a week. Now I need to try it with balsamic and olive oil. Thanks.
And a solid sprinkling of sea salt. Get that on there. Some nice coarse salt. Oh my God! So good.
Must be a weird world where you think, how can I always make this better?
Yeah, always.
I don't live there, but it sounds...
Well, you just eat to live.
I know, but it just seems
I
like...
I love to eat. If I'm going to put it in my mouth, I want it to be delicious.
Yeah, okay.
Which is why I don't eat certain things.
Vinny, we're from Fremont, and we drive to Samba Rock just for the acai bowls. The best.
Oh.
Yeah, they are good. You're right. Oh, right. Sorry. My bad. I don't know them or anything. I don't... not friends with them, or they sure don't give me discounts, that's for sure.
Damn it. Damn it. Jeez, I don't know what I could do about this.
Uzi, it's
the
called
president.
Indoor skydiving. There's a lot of them around the bay.
Place. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. We're going to ask Johnny Mose if he ever used one of those.
Oh.
If he learned how to fly using
I
one.
I bet he has.
Yeah. Well, like Vinny said, it's like about having control over your body as you're in midair. Mm-hmm.
Body control and not trying to fly out of it. Whoa, right. Whoa.
Let yourself be
right.
Lifted, lofted.
You can't fly. No. Stop trying.
No matter how hard you flap your arms, right. You can't do it.
You're going to throw your dumb arms out of their sockets trying to fly like that.
If we had huge wing extensions, though, could we fly then?
No.
Are you sure? Yeah. Well, those dragons can, you know, they're not. They're just like if I could have that going.
Are we talking about the dragons from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
All right. Human should try this place called Float Station. It's a sense deprivation tank experience where people go for pain management, often for back issues.
Mm. Where is it?
Yeah,
Float Station? See. Find that and send him a link.
Mm. Don't do it.
Okay.
There's one in Campbell.
That's too far for him to drive. He can't sit that long in the car.
Yeah, he can. He drove to Santa Rosa the other day, and he'll be in Napa this weekend.
That's true. He will
twice.
Be. Right.
He flies to San Diego for his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you need someone to hold you if you float? That's just sad. It is. It's. I'm telling you, I need to get... My sensibilities are not his. To me, I'm like... If you want to go in the bay, you walk in.
Yeah, just and take off your clothes and walk into the bay.
Just walk in. What is that? I don't understand why you need a coach.
It's an appointment that he has to keep.
Okay, I'll send him
He puts it in his schedule.
I'll put it on my calendar. I'll send it to him, and then he can.
There you go.
He'll know to meet me there, but then I won't show.
That'll be perfect, and he'll
go
in.
And he can do
it
by himself.
Maybe he won't, though. Maybe he needs you to, like, shame him into it.
Sure. Does he want his back better or not?
You know, it seems like he wants it. He certainly isn't eating any good food anymore. And those teeth. My God, he got 4 teeth yanked out of his head. Mm. It's incredible.
A lot of people wrote in about the Dublin story we did, and they are, as I predicted, not happy about the growth.
Mm. The traffic is just
Dublin
horrible.
Is awful. Grew up in Pleasanton. Live in Livermore. Dublin has no growth plan. A bunch of track housing with no backyards. Tons of condos. Too much expansion, no new schools, parks, or roads.
Oh, boy.
That's often the case.
Yeah. Well, they want the money for the permits. Come on.
Let's
build this thing.
You know, you hear people screaming, we need more housing, more housing, more housing. Well, we can't build the infrastructure around it as well.
Well.
I mean, pacing would be nice, but, you know.
It's the planning, you know. That's all on the Planning Commission.
I grew up in Dublin, and I hate all the change.
It does suck when your town changes. Where I grew up, there were just nothing but cow fields and cornfields everywhere, and now those are all housing.
Oh wow!
And like you grew up by the orange groves, and those are all housing. Like they just
plowed those groves, plowed them. Pages and pages of angry Dubliners.
He's an angry Dubliner.
They are. They're not happy. I get it. I totally get it. When you see the place where you live and spend your days just getting thick with bodies and cars. And
no planning.
Right.
You're right. That is the main thing. I didn't even think of that.
Listen to the Madonna segment yesterday, and by far, without a doubt, the best part was Vinny's banter with the rep. Hilarious. Laugh out loud. Funny. That wasn't part of the bit.
No, it was.
It wasn't.
That's why we left it in. That was why we played the interview at all, because we could play those 5 minutes.
That was us killing time, waiting.
And that was only 5 minutes of the 30 minutes that we spent killing time.
Right.
Now
oh, God, someone says, not to mention hands were all over that toilet paper. Making the rose origami.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sure their hands are clean. They've been cleaning.
Really?
Yeah. You know, soap. That was a great story. Someone broke into this guy's house and cleaned it. I love it.
I think Vinny needs to do some field research for the ANN and test the wearable Viagra and report back to us.
Yeah. It's called Giddy, by the way. It's the one that the machete Danny Trejo is endorsing.
Uh-huh.
It's really just a ring.
Well, I keep thinking, is there medicine in the ring? Is it like a flea collar? You know how those, you put the collar on a dog and it's emitting something?
Right. Mm-hmm. They say when you first put those on your dog, you should leave them outside for a while because all the fleas jump off.
Yeah.
They're just going to jump off in your house.
I didn't even use those, but my point is I don't understand why this ring is going to somehow help me get something I can't seem to do without.
Maybe it just helps you sustain.
Maybe it's in your head. Maybe it's a placebo.
Right. Well, we watched a whole video on it. They didn't seem to be emitting anything. Really, just tighten that sucker up.
831 is screaming, Billie Holiday, Vin! Billie Holiday! Vinny is on fire! No, I wasn't. I didn't get that one right.
But you did get four right. Yeah. These were 20. It was 27 questions that James Holzhauer has gotten wrong on Jeopardy. The guy is still, he's on a tear. He's up almost to $2 million after 27 games or something.
Good for him.
I know.
A lot of people were very, very happy with the AC/DC that we started the show with. We're glad that you
maybe
are.
Maybe we should end the show with it, too.
It's
Friday. I don't want any meetings.
No.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Yes. Break it up. Yes. It's just a tease. It's going away.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, come on. Yeah.
All right, I'm pushing the button now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fun Friday show it was today.
Mm-hmm.
Kicked it off with a little AC/DC and Van Halen and Green Day.
Uh-huh.
It's good times.
It sounds like we don't like the music here, but
we
do.
We love the music here. It was just that the song we started was so slow. I'm like,
we love what Jane picks.
This should be Highway to Hell right now.
Jane's just a
Jane's like typing a letter to Michael Martin. Those guys, they don't listen to me. They don't play what I want them to play.
No, we do. I love Jane. For the record, I love Jane.
I love Jane, too.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
Oh, you know what?
Get Bud's real name.
Speaking of, she'll be at Bottle Rock this weekend.
She certainly
she's broadcasting
will.
From Bottle Rock today.
Oh, yep. Killer.
Yes. Yeah. Jam Cellars right. with mm-hmm. Jane all weekend long. So a lot of people won their way in there. All kinds of cool private shows. And,
yep.
Oh, Bottle Rock is going to be great. Enjoy it, you guys. I'm so jealous.
What a bailer.
I know. I'm so bummed at myself.
Well, don't be.
You booed yourself.
I'm booing
There's
myself.
There's plenty of time to reroute. Rerouting.
I'll work on her today.
Yeah, Bryn's going to work on me today. I can already tell. He keeps dropping hints everywhere.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I actually hope you're right. All right, have a good one, you guys. And we'll see you back here. Have a great, safe weekend, a long weekend.
Oh,
we'll see you on
we're
Tuesday.
We're back Tuesday, right?
That's right.
See you next Tuesday.
What are you calling me names for?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.